The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So I'd like today to offer you a little wisdom statement that may not be universally true, but I think it's very broadly true. It's a useful little statement to carry in your back pocket and to reflect on. And that is that suffering is always more complicated than freedom. Suffering is always more complicated than peace. And what I mean by that is that it takes some extra effort on our part to suffer. It means if you're suffering, the way Buddhism understands suffering, it means that we have some kind of reaction, response, desires, wishes, aversions, some kind of reactivity to our experience in life. Without that reactivity and without that involvement, that suffering wouldn't be there. Suffering's always there because of cause and condition. Certain things have to come together for us to suffer. So in other words, suffering is not a simple, inherent part of life. And just because you're born as a human being, you will, you know, it's like you carry with you a little, a wonderful little, you're born with this wonderful little, shiny, perfectly round pearl that resides in your heart. It's the pearl of suffering. You know, and it'll survive you, they cremate you, and what they'll find is a little pearl, a relic, and, you know, that suffering continues. It's not like that. Suffering doesn't have inherent existence, but comes together because of certain conditions. And the primary condition that we can do something about is how we get involved, how we react, how we get afraid, how we get tangled up in what's going on. And that entanglement, our engagement, our entanglement with things is the complication. And the freedom is the disentangling. The freedom is simplifying and being simple in that particular way. So if you are, you know, if you're, what's a good example? If your car gets all bashed up in a, say, you know, a car accident, maybe it's a wet, rainy day and you're pulling out of your driveway and you miss the street but you hit the telephone pole. Well, you know, no one hit you. You hit the telephone pole. That's certainly embarrassing. And now everywhere you go with this dented up car, all your friends are going to think, wow, you know, should you really be driving? And you feel embarrassed, and you take long roads to avoid all your friends, to, you know, to round about, and you park far from their home so they don't see your car, and, you know, and if they do see it, you feel so much shame. And those, you know, that's all the complicated world of suffering. To let go of that is just to have a dented car that you backed into a telephone pole with. That's all. And your friends can think what they wish. And you can just park it right in front of their houses. You don't have to hide it. They can do what they want. Just keep it simple. Simple. Or if you're meditating and your meditation is not working because you're, you know, and you're suffering because of that, chances are you've complicated it. And a common complication people have is they think that I'm going to meditate, I'm going to get concentrated, I'm supposed to get concentrated, meditation is supposed to save me, and I'm supposed to reach a certain level of meditation attainment to be a good person in the community, and, you know, and all this stuff. And then you don't get concentrated. And then we're frustrated because we have this important need and desire, what has to happen. So that's the complicated relationship we have with meditation and what's going to do for our lives and how we're going to have more friends if we meditate, if we get concentrated or whatever, right? Let go of that. And then you meditate and you sit, and it's just, it's very simple. You stay with one or two breaths and your mind wanders away. You come back and you do it again. Two breaths, the mind wanders away. It's very simple. You don't have to make a big complicated story and add meaning to it. It's just simple. There's a lot of freedom there. So suffering is always complicated, and freedom is simple. There's a little saying for you. So you might look at this and consider. The teacher, Munindraji, an Indian Vipassana teacher, was famous for his slogan, which was, if it's not simple, it's not mindfulness. And I'm not talking about just accepting your life as it is so you can just suffer better in a simpler way. But you can progress, you can develop, you can become freer. But it's often a different way of doing it than how things are ordinarily done in life for you. A lot of it has to do with letting go. Letting go of the complexity, letting go of complications. Letting go of all the extra stuff we add on top of our lives. Let go of the second arrows that we add on top of things. Unfortunate things happen to people. Medical conditions, all kinds of things happen. And we add second arrows to it. We make it more complicated than it needs to be. It's bad enough that certain things happen. But the bad things that happen are not necessarily the suffering. The suffering is the second arrow. Suffering is what we can do, to do something about. And the primary thing is to be simpler. And there's something really wonderful about simplicity. Simplicity, one of the characteristics of simplicity is more peace. The characteristic of simplicity is more ease. The characteristic of simplicity is just more just being, just here. Just being here. One of the characteristics of simplicity, simpler and simpler we get, is that less has to happen. Because the drive that something has to happen is usually belongs to that world of complexity. And the idea that nothing needs to happen is very intimidating for some people. Some people react to that. Some people suffer around that teaching. It can't be that simple, you know. It's not enough just to be. Of course something has to happen. And so then look at that, you know, what complexity are you buying into? What do you think has to happen? How simple can you be in a situation? Maybe there are situations where you can't be simple, like when you do your taxes. They don't want you to do it simply. There's this little memo at the bottom saying, I think I need to pay about this much. I think that's a simple thing to do, is just to write the full. That doesn't work, right? But I bet that there's lots of opportunities in your lives for greater simplicity. To appreciate it, to enjoy it, just to be. And so you might carry this slogan with you for the week. Suffering is complicated. Freedom is simple. And then see what it's like just to be simple in the situation you're in. What does that mean? What would that mean? And if you're simple, is there freedom to be found in that simplicity? So, thank you.